The Seattle Seahawks of the National Football League are set to host the defending Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints this Saturday in the National Football Conference Wild Card playoff game. The Seahawks, led by first-year head coach Pete Carroll, make their return after missing the playoffs the past two seasons. They have the distinction of being the first division winner in league history with a losing record to reach the postseason. Since the NFL was founded in 1920, no team has reached the playoffs with a losing record other than the strike-shortened 1982 season when teams played only 9 games. But the 7-9 Seahawks will be making history Saturday to open the NFL postseason when they take on the defending Super Bowl champions from New Orleans that finished the season at 11-5. Despite starting the season 3-7, Seattle qualified for the postseason by becoming the champions of the NFC West, the weakest division in the NFL, with all 4 teams finishing under 500. Head coach Pete Carroll acknowledges the uniqueness of the situation.
This may never happen again. It never happened before, so who knows? But this is our way in, and we're thrilled to be coming back and playing next week. And I understand it's a Saturday game, and we're looking forward to it.
The Seahawks' success has reopened the debate about whether teams that win their division should earn an automatic berth to the playoffs. As Seattle prepares for its wild card playoff game against New Orleans, 2 non-division winning teams that finished at 10-6, the New York Giants and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, failed to gain postseason berths. Carroll, who previously coached college football at the University of Southern California from 2001 to 2009, has gotten used to complaints of playoff systems and sees no reason for a change in the NFL.
If you've ever followed my track record to talk about the systems that you play in, whether it's in college, in the BCS, and here or the NFL system, I mean, this is the system, and I don't ever gripe about that. We just played it out, and this is what happened. I'm sure some other teams are a little disappointed in that, but there's some teams that were disappointed in the BCS system as well, you know. But you just play it out the best you can.
Even with an 11-5 record, the New Orleans Saints finished as runner-up in the much stronger NFC South division. They qualified as one of the wild-card teams, so the Saints will have to open defense of their title in Seattle instead of at home. But head coach Sean Payton does not take exception to the system in place.
We all have a formula for getting in. We all know ahead of time, and so no one was upset about or complaining about it before the start of the season, and I think that value of winning your division means something.
The other NFL playoff matchup on Saturday also features a division winner with a worse record than the wild card team, as the AFC South champion Indianapolis Colts are 10-6, while the New York Jets, second in the AFC East, finished 11-5. I'm Park Brewer, VOA Sports.